Hey everybody, this is not the intro to this week's edition of Smart to Death. No, instead it is a big shout out to our brand new sponsor, The Muscle Hustle. The Muscle Hustle is a really unique game. I want you guys to go look in the episode description right now, click on the link and download it, because when you do, you're going to be able to collect and train 70 different wrestlers. You can make them single player masters, go around the world and collect different title belts from territory to territory, team up with other wrestlers that you collect, make a tag team, or go and compete against other people that you meet in the community on Facebook, Twitter, or Discord. Right now we have a special promo code, so what you need to do is go click on settings, click on promo code, and use TMHSTD. Again, that's TMHSTD. It'll give you 25 gold coins, and you'll be able to get a jump on the competition. So thank you to The Muscle Hustle for sponsoring our podcast, and for our listeners, I hope that you guys enjoyed this week's edition of Smart to Death.
Welcome to the Smart to Death podcast. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Anthony.
And it is the January 2nd, 2019 edition of the Smart to Death podcast.
New year, new me.
Yeah, you're sick of shit.
Shit, you know what I just realized I didn't do while we're on here?
What?
I mean, we've already started recording, but I forgot to change the title of all of the streams and stuff. So we're still talking about whatever we talked, end of the year.
Our top 10?
Whatever we were talking about last time. It's still just the same thing on the stream.
I just thought about this too. Last time that you saw us, we were just covered in face paint.
We were covered in face paint last time, yeah. So
and so now you see Anthony's neck beard. Mm-hmm. Look at that thing.
It's handsome.
That's something. It's pretty good. It's something.
Kyle, how were your holidays?
It was actually pretty good. Yeah. It was really good. Mm-hmm. Karis and I, we ordered a new bed, so we're getting the king size. Mm-hmm. I'm very pumped about that because. Mm-hmm. Sharing a bed with dogs takes up a lot of space.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the actual animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've been sharing a roomy full-size bed.
No, it's
a roomy full-size bed.
It's a roomy twin.
that's real funny. Yeah, man. Well, what did you do for New Year's? I know what you did for New Year's, but, you know, tell the viewers what you did.
Well, I went over to Ryan DeVos. Mm-hmm. Sauce, whatever he wants to go by now. He keeps changing his name.
Is he changing his name to The Sauce now?
I think he wants to be known as Ryan the Sauce Boss.
That's fucking dumb.
That's apparently people in his wrestling academy, that's what they are calling him now. So
they need to stop telling him things. He wants to be The Sauce?
Yeah.
Is he The Sauce in my bag?
Is he gonna dress up like a
I hope so. That sounds delicious.
I love sriracha. Sriracha is delicious.
It's the best. Mm, it goes good with pizza, mac and cheese. It's mm-hmm. my shit. How was yours?
Sick.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I've been sick for like 9 days straight. I actually haven't been on Twitter much. I haven't done much of anything.
It was nice to take like a little break.
Thank God, because I was dead. I would not have been able to record last Wednesday. I was literally laying in bed wondering if, you know, like these were my last days. Like, remember me as I was.
Your last
ride. What I've been telling everybody. But a lot of shit has happened, kind of, sort of, in the week off. But before we do that, the best way to support this podcast is to give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating or review so we can be
number one in your ears, mm-hmm. number one in your hearts.
Yes.
That way, we'll be number one on the charts.
Yes. And also, I have to ask you this.
Ask me.
Do you have what it takes to become a wrestling manager?
I do.
Have you still been playing?
Yes.
Good.
I've won a title.
Well, what Kyle's doing is he's building his own stable of wrestling superstars. He can hire, fire, and train wrestlers and watch as they win matches and championships. World Wrestling Manager is a multiplayer wrestling game. You can compete against your friends and other players to become the best manager of all time. The GOAT.
I'm trying, man.
You can download that on Apple or Google Play app.
Yeah, it's actually a really fun game. I've won one title on the game. Mm-hmm. I'm working my way up, just working them ranks, working them.
Well, a couple notes before we get going. We are doing a giveaway for our anniversary show.
It's coming up.
At the end of this month. We are almost 1 year old.
That is crazy. That
Happy
almost...
New Year. Like the New Year baby from the Santa Claus movies. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But go on. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
It's just nuts that it's almost been a whole year since we started this, and we've grown so much.
Yeah.
It's insane. We've exceeded all of our expectations.
Exceeded our expectations, except right now we have... there we go. We got some viewers in the Twitch chat.
There we go.
There's nobody here. I was very lonely. So hello to you in Twitch. What is up, guys? But yeah, it has been a crazy year. It's been a really fun year. A lot of cool stuff has happened in wrestling. 2018 was an amazing year of wrestling. And 2019 looks to be even crazier. But there's a Google form. I'll retweet it out after the show tonight. And all you have to do is leave your first name, last name, email address. And I will enter you into the contest. And we're going to give away some shit we've gotten over the year.
Yeah.
So,
You bang around.
As I bang around. Bang a ring. Also, there was an ad at the pre-roll of this show for the Muscle Hustle. So, big shout out to them for sponsoring this.
Yes. Thank you.
That contest going on Fight TV.
Oh my God, guys, of course, we're going to do our predictions later on the show, but what you can do right now is go to our Twitter, twitter.com/smarttodeath, and you can retweet, like the Smart to Death podcast, and along with Fight TV, and have a chance to win not only Wrestle Kingdom 13, which is this Friday.
Right.
That's
at 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
And I will be awake for it.
Yes, you will. Mm-hmm. But also this Sunday for Impact Wrestling's homecoming. They're going back to Nashville.
And I'm going to tweet out the Impact homecoming thing after the show as well.
Yeah, so just hang around our Twitter. You're going to get some cool shit.
Well, without further ado.
Guys, we have an amazing show for you lined up. I mean, we've been gone for like, what, 2 weeks
now? It feels like a long time. Yeah, it's taken a little while to get the motor running.
And so what we got to do, we're going to talk about a lot of wrestling, but of course, we got to talk about our beer of the week. And I am still working on this Cranberry Crush. I've been saving it. It's the last one, and it's all for me. Anthony's too sick to drink beers, but I still am going to do it. So this is, of course, brewed and canned by Martin House Brewing Company, right here in Texas, Fort Worth. Cranberry Sour Ale is delicious. Let me crack this bitch open.
Oh, that was actually really good.
Yeah, the key is to getting a good crack. Just like ripping off a Band-Aid. Just do it. Just do it.
Still tart.
Oh yeah.
That gave me fucking heartburn last time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
this has become like one of my new favorites.
It's super good. It just kept me heartburn.
Because like I'm not a fan of like sours, but like this is just like the right amount. So good job, Martin House. You made yourself a good beer.
There you go. Well, I'm drinking peppermint tea with organic honey. Brewed by Karis Dillon. Crafted in the yard. And the fertilizer of Holly Dillon.
Karis actually went outside and bang some bees around so she could steal some honey.
Yeah, shit was crazy. Hello to the Twitch chat. So, well, are you ready to get going?
Yeah, guys, we've been gone for 2 weeks, so we got some stuff to talk about. We got to talk about Rusev. Rusev Day showed up on Christmas Day.
Yes, he did.
Captured the United States Championship. We got to talk about Impact. They're moving channels. And then we got predictions. And then, of course, there's a company. A new company.
A little piece of news.
Like a new company or something. We'll discover it probably like in round one or something, I bet. Not that big a thing.
Not a big deal.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to polish this bad boy off, and we're going to be right back with some wrestling.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You ready to get started, fuckface?
Why did you start giggling? Like you didn't come up with the catchphrase and you start giggling.
I get to cuss at you.
Fucking asshole. Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready to get back in? You ready to get back into some wrestling?
Yeah, I'd like you to tell me what happened.
Karis, set that timer.
Spark to death!
All right, on the Christmas Eve episode of Raw, WWE finally announced that we are going to get WWE Women's Tag Team titles.
Good old St. Vincelis came to town.
Vincelis?
That's right. Good old St. McMahonlis.
I forgot what I don't know. Who? Santa McMahon, whatever.
Santa Man.
Santa Man.
Yeah. Okay.
We knew it was coming.
We knew it was coming. So number one, that's awesome.
Yes.
It's fantastic that they're going to do this. They need it to 100%. But what's weird to me is, why would you do it on Christmas Eve? Why would you announce it then?
I think the reason for this is because it's a gift. So I think coming from like a Santa Claus, is you're getting a gift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people gave him flack for doing it like on a Christmas Eve episode, but I didn't really have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't like that it was on. I don't like that it was on that at all.
No.
But at all.
How did you feel about Rusev capturing the WWE United States Championship on Christmas Day, on Rusev Day, against Nakamura?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. It's about time. They've been doing nothing with Rusev, and he's super over. But did they capitalize on this too late, is my question.
That's a very good question. It could be. It could be a little too late. But, of course, like, we have probably the most interesting year ahead of us in wrestling.
Right, so you got to do something long different. Period.
So I'm excited to see what Rusev does with this title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see what he does. I think it's going to be nice to see him back with that title. He's held it before.
Yeah.
And seeing Rusev being treated seriously, he has a title now, so they're treating him at least semi-seriously.
And he's a babyface now, so that's a lot different than his previous run.
Right,
so.
Right.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to some MLW news. Davey Boy Smith Jr., you might know him as partners with Lance Archer, who we did an interview with.
Guest, yes.
So check that out in the archives. But he's now signed with MLW.
Yeah, but he's still able to work with New Japan.
Yes, he is.
So MLW has been making a lot of signings.
Yes, they have.
They've been signing a lot of decent people. So MLW is one of those things that's interesting right now. Like, the climate just changed on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, early in the morning, New Year's Day.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting to see what happens with MLW. They made a lot of really good moves. And so I'm curious to see if they live through all this. But Davey Boy Smith is a good signing, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of interesting because, like, with Davey Boy Smith Jr., he's got the Killer Elite Squad in Japan. And, I mean, they do stuff in the States.
Right.
But what he does with MLW is, like, they've started this new Hart Foundation with Teddy Hart and Brian Pillman Jr. So
right.
I'm just kind of interested to see what's going to happen with them moving forward.
Yeah, no, for sure. It'll be fun to watch. MLW apparently is very good right now, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's talk about something pretty controversial with MLW. Mm-hmm. And on their past episode, I believe it was Fusion, MLW, they ran a storyline with their current champion, Lowkey. He defended the title against Konnan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a name that you didn't think that you would hear for
Never.
A while.
Nope.
But Lowkey, I believe he got disqualified. But the controversial thing with this is that they ran a shanking storyline. So Lowkey picks up Konnan. And he just stabs him in the back a couple times.
Yeah, and so the question is, did they go too far, right? Which
that's the question.
I think they did. I think they 100% went too far with that.
So here's the thing I can say to counter that point. WWE has actually ran a shanking storyline before.
Well, they ran a lot of shit in the Attitude Era, right?
Yeah. So, well, this was actually during the Ruthless Aggression, what I'm talking about. If you remember, it had to be like 2002, 2003, I believe. Mm-hmm. When Carlito first came into WWE,
right?
He ran a storyline with John Cena where he stabbed John Cena in a club.
No, I don't remember that, because remember that was like before my time coming back.
Yeah, that is. So I back then, to me, it seemed like okay, whatever. But in 2018, going into 2019, like is that something that's acceptable? Is it something that's even remotely believable? Like, what do we do with our storylines at this point? Like, can we try to, like, push the boundaries of this, like, where it happens in a wrestling ring?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, that's the whole thing with the reality era, too, right? Like, that's the whole thing that wrestling is doing right now. And speaking of pushing the boundaries, we pushed this round because Kira's had to take care of the dogs.
So yes,
that
is
true.
Make
a mark, and we can move on.
Let's
I like what
it.
You did there.
Let's go it. Let's go it.
Let's go it.
Let's go it. let's talk about some sad news, though. Today is, of course, Wednesday, January 2nd. And today we got some sad news. Mean Gene Okerlund had passed away today at the age of 76. I was actually like, I didn't realize how torn up I would be about it, because when you think about Mean Gene, like, he's just always been like that voice. And especially if you're like if you're a WCW guy, like, you'd love Mean Gene. And if you're like a big fan of like in the 80s,
right,
you love Mean Gene because, I mean, Mean Gene was just awesome.
He was the voice, right? Yeah, yeah. Definitely rest in peace, Mean Gene. Even me, that's been like really a casual wrestling fan for the majority of my life until the last couple of years, like, I know Mean Gene. I know these promos that he's holding microphones for in the back with, you know, with Hogan and of course the Cream Rises to the Top and all that stuff. So it's a really sad day to lose a wrestling legend, especially like this early in 2019.
Yeah.
Let's not set the fucking pace for this, right? Like, no. Let's not keep losing people. It feels like we've lost a lot of people here in the last few months. So,
yeah. So make sure you put out that cigarette and blow it out your ass. SmackDown beat Raw during the Christmas episode. So yeah. I believe that might have been the second or third time that SmackDown had beat Raw in 2018.
Yeah, it's happened a few times. It doesn't mean shit, though.
Okay, so as a guy, so I wanted to get your opinion on this because you're a big guy about ratings.
Yeah, I do. Sort of. I mean, I pay
about WWE
to them.
Ratings. I definitely will say that.
Well,
and so I wanted to get your opinion. Does this mean anything? Because you've always said SmackDown. They are purposely making SmackDown better than Raw.
I mean, it feels that way, right? Like, they're going to have the bigger market at the end of this year, right? So in 2019, they're going to have the bigger amount of TVs they can get to. So I just don't know what they're doing with Raw right now.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to watch Raw right now. Roman went out, which is super fucking sad. But Roman's gone, and now they don't really have a draw. Seth is kind of a draw.
Yeah.
I don't think – Seth is the man, but I don't think that he's a big enough draw to get – these huge ratings they want. I just don't think anybody is on Raw except Lesnar.
Yeah.
But even Lesnar doesn't draw anymore.
No,
people just don't watch TV. But it was Christmas Eve. Like, more people are going to be home on Christmas Day watching TV than they are on Christmas Eve. They just are. You're off the next day.
And I believe it was only like maybe 200,000 people more. I think Raw got a 1.76 and SmackDown got like a 1.95.
Right.
Yeah. So, but let's go ahead and move on to New Year's. Trevor Lee, DJ Z, they have both departed from Impact Wrestling as of January 1st. Where do you see them going?
Trevor Lee
has had connections of going to WWE, at least NXT. DJ Z, he's been healthy the whole year.
Right.
He was rarely used with Impact.
Right.
Of course, he was coming back from almost a life-ending injury. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. But he's still really good, and he's been doing stuff with MLW. So what do you see them two doing?
So I see DJ Z. I see him going to AEW. I do.
DJ
Trevor
Z,
Lee, I see NXT.
Okay.
That's where I see him. So, I mean, it just makes sense, right? Was Trevor Lee, was he?
His dad was part of the Omega promotion.
That's
with
right.
The Hardys.
That's
so
right.
He's connected with the Hardys.
Okay. So, yeah. Then it makes complete sense for him. And if he already, like, has an idea of going there.
Yeah.
Right. But DJ Z, I don't see why WWE would want another cruiserweight, I guess was what he would really be.
Yeah.
Whereas in AEW, he would work really well.
Yeah.
Online streamer who's watching our stream says Trevor Lee to NXT, DJ Z to AEW also.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You?
I see it about the same. Yeah. Let's move back to, let's stick with WWE real quick. It's our first show back, guys. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some hiccups. This past Monday night on Raw, Seth Rollins, he wanted his rematch with Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
And Triple H comes out and he says that it's not the way that WWE is going to work anymore. These automatic rematches are officially done. Your thoughts?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely good. Like, one of the nice things about, so they do sometimes use the automatic rematch thing in New Japan.
Yeah.
They sure as hell don't do it in Ring of Honor.
Mm-mm.
They definitely don't do it in Ring of Honor. So that's the nice thing about ROH, right? Like, you have to earn your way there by winning Survival of the Fittest or pinning the champion.
Yeah, you can have like multiple, like in Ring of Honor, you have multiple contenders right now. You have like Marty Scurll. Chris Sabin has a title shot still.
Right. I like that though, because you know that you have four or five, like we know there are four or five guys in every promotion that are contenders. Make it known. Make these guys your contenders. And it just makes it more interesting because then you're going to pay attention to not one guy, not two guys, five guys.
Yeah, and it definitely keeps the product from becoming stale.
Where
you know, like, oh, next month I'm going to get AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan again.
Right, right.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to the Crockett Cup. So we watched NWA, the 70th anniversary I believe that was back in October.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I think it was October.
Yeah. But news came out today. Ring of Honor is going to partner with NWA for this Crockett Cup that's going to be held, I believe, in July.
Yes.
Somewhere in North Carolina. You're super excited about this.
I am really excited about this, except for one thing. I was very, very excited, and then I realized something, Kyle.
What's that?
There are no tag teams left in ROH because SCU and the Young Bucks are gone. So you got the Briscoes.
You got the Briscoes. You have the Kingdom.
Oh, shit. You do have the Kingdom. You're right.
But other than that,
I guess you have Villain Enterprises you could use.
Yeah, Villain Enterprises now.
You can use, I guess you could always team up randos, right? Like,
yeah, you can
Gresham
always.
And somebody.
Gresham and Lethal again.
Gresham and Lethal. Yeah. Kenny King and somebody.
I'm going to hold this one off for a different day. I'm going to leave y'all teasing. For our last topic, though, for round one, we got to talk about Impact Wrestling. Now, we had talked about Impact, definitely moving channels, and we had like a list between like Sci-Fi and True TV, and I believe like WGN and some other companies. Impact is moving to the Pursuit channel.
I have no idea what that is. It's an outdoors channel. Yeah, it's an outdoorsman channel.
Yeah, and it's owned by Anthem.
And it's not in very many homes, right?
I looked it up and I saw that it was only available for DirecTV and Dish Network.
Great. I don't have those things.
Nope.
I do have Pop.
I have Pop, yeah.
Which is interesting, right? Like, we're like two of the only ones that have Pop because we stream TV.
Yes.
And now we won't see it. Online streamer says Impact is on its 18th life. And if that's not the fucking truth.
It is a cockroach.
Impact does everything it can to die and just won't. They just won't die.
I told you, man. They're like, they will survive a nuclear bomb, so they will never die.
Like, what's weird, though, is like now, like, they have such great wrestling right now.
Yes, they do.
And no one's ever going to see it.
Yeah, Homecoming is going to be amazing, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
And then
great.
After that, they're heading over to Pursuit where. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But this definitely looks like a step back for Impact.
I had a coughing fit there.
Yeah.
Did you see my face?
I see it now. I see it now.
Ooh, that was rough.
This was definitely a step back for Impact.
Definitely a step back. So, well, before we move on, we're clearly at the end of the round.
Yes,
we had some corrections here I want to point out.
Okay. Yes. I do love this. So if we ever mess up, let us know.
Yeah. If you're saying
I love these corrections.
Yeah. Because then we can look like we didn't know what we were talking about. Online streamer corrected the hell out of us, which is awesome. Thank you. NWA 70th was in mid-September.
Okay.
Deej Kirkby points out that Drake said there would be new talent on 205. He also said that Mean Gene was the voice of his youth. An online streamer did let us know it was John Cena versus Carlito, but it wasn't Carlito that stabbed him, said Deej Kirkby. It was his sidekick.
Yes, you are correct. Rodney Mack, I believe that's who it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh? Well, there you go, guys.
Yeah.
Well,
it's actually really nice. I like getting the corrections. Yeah. It's super awesome. So thank you, online streamer. I think you're a new watcher live, so we appreciate you so much. Yes.
Thank you so much. Well, that's it for round one.
And now, now it's going to be the big topic after this, right?
Yeah. A&W root beer. Mm, is that what we're talking about next?
A&W root beer.
All right. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to go get a root beer and... we'll be back with round two right after this.
Did you know that according to Facts, Smart to Death listeners are above average in terms of intelligence, charm, and good taste? Hi, I'm Mr. Warren Hayes, and you are exactly the type of audience I want for my own wrestling podcast, The Mr. Warren Hayes Show. Every week, I jump onto YouTube to recap both WWE Raw and SmackDown, occasionally sprinkling a pay-per-view prediction show with a special invited guest. I love to cover wrestling seriously without taking it too seriously, so it's always a good time. So come and join me at tinyurl.com/Mr. Warren Hayes, and if you do, I will hug you stronger than Anthony Suter hugs his Kenny Omega body pillow. Once again, that's tinyurl.com/Mr. Warren Hayes. I hope to see you there soon.
Welcome back, you son of a bitch.
Well, if that just doesn't sing straight to my heart.
I wish I
could use the inflections that I usually use when I speak because I'm usually all over the place and like fucking dynamic, but my voice is just like, I'm congested. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh my God.
That's what I fucking sound like right now.
All right. You ready to get into this
one? Hell yeah, I'm ready to get into this.
All right, Karis, this is going to be untimed. We're going to keep this because it's only one topic. Oh. We're going to keep it to 10 minutes.
10 minute limit.
So make sure we do not go over 10. Okay. We got to talk about BTE.
Yes.
So, of course, we've been having this countdown on BTE over. Oh, that's actually a really good countdown. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. And, of course, it comes to fruition January 1st, midnight Pacific time.
I was up.
And what do we get? What do we get?
Well,
what do we get for the family?
I would like for you to publicly on this podcast admit that when I believed these fucking rumors, Kyle, that I was correct. There was too much smoke, and now we have AEW, All Elite Wrestling.
There was definitely fire
Double
to
or
the,
nothing.
There was fire to that smoke.
Did I say it right?
You said there was just too much smoke.
Fuck.
That's all you said.
There was too much smoke. There had to be fire.
There you go.
Thank you. Good Lord, I'm having a rough time today.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Like, it's so funny to me, too, because we're starting to see other things. Like, right before we went live, we saw Fightful said that JR is involved. Oh, what? Who knew?
Yeah.
Chris Jericho is going to be heavily involved. Oh, what? Barry Bloom's going to be involved. Oh, holy shit. It's like it was intentionally leaked so they would gauge interest before they pulled the trigger.
Well, they pulled it. It has been announced. And next week, they are going to actually do a full-on announcement.
Yes.
But let's talk about what we know now.
Yes.
So we do know AEW, All Elite Wrestling, is a real thing.
Yes.
It is tangible.
Yes.
It is here.
There's Twitter accounts.
There's a Pro Wrestling Tees. You can actually buy merch for it.
Yes. And that jacket is fucking sweet.
They are basically right now the XFL. They have merch. You can buy it, but there is still no product.
Yes. Well,
it is.
We know there's a pay-per-view coming up.
There is a pay-per-view coming up at some point. We do not know when or where. We're hoping Dallas.
We're hoping Dallas, or we're hoping at least like a weekend we can go.
Yes.
Which would be most weekends, to be honest. But
yes. Watching BTE, did you wonder if they were only going to announce just All In 2?
I did get a little pissed at that. So, I mean, they know what we want, though, right? Like, they know that those kind of swerves where you swerve and then immediately alleviate it with what the fans want. Like, that's what's so great about these guys. That's why this is going to work, I think. But I did. You know, they show the three screens. And a little bit of me was like, they're about to fucking kill Hangman. He's going to NXT. His is going to say NXT. And that's what I thought was going to happen.
I don't think I thought of that at all. That's just you being nervous, though. You get super nervous.
Well, to be fair, though, like, I didn't never really think, like, I've maintained this, that I think that all of them go AEW to the new promotion and that Marty goes to NXT, and I still feel that way. This does not change anything for me.
Yeah.
Omega, I'm a little weary on now.
Because there are some rumors.
There are some rumors. There's a lot of stuff going on. Online Streamer points out a very, very important thing that Double or Nothing, the rally for it, is at TIAA Stadium.
The Jacksonville Stadium.
Which is right by where SmackDown's being filmed.
Oh, really?
Yes. It is literally right by where SmackDown's going to be filmed. I think it's a coincidence.
I think it just happens to be a coincidence. Because
the date is not a coincidence. The location is. But they're doing it at 5:30. So literally when people are going to SmackDown, they have to drive by Jaguar Stadium. And they have to see the rally.
Do you think it's going to be a big rally?
I don't.
It's Jacksonville.
But the thing
that's the bad thing.
The thing
that's
the is, though, thing. The thing is with these guys is, like, you want to say it's not going to work, right? Like, there's not going to be that many people. They're not going to sell 10,000 seats. They won't do their own promotion.
I don't fucking
know. Like, it's so hard to even think to doubt these guys because everything they do is turning into gold at this point.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, for sure.
And who knows if it'll last, but I'm sure there will be an okay crowd.
Yeah, so let's talk about – yeah, so we do know this. Tony Khan, the co-owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, he is the president.
And Premier League team Fulham.
Yes.
Football club.
Let's just say he's Vince McMahon money.
Probably Vince McMahon is way broke compared to him. He's worth that family is worth like three or four times more than Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vince ain't got shit on them.
Well, the family is. I don't know how much. Well, I'm assuming he's
probably more rich than Vince.
So just to let you know, He's got money to actually back something like this. Cody, Brandy, the Young Bucks, and Hangman have all already signed their deals.
Yes. Marty, SCU is expected to.
SCU is expected to. Marty, we don't know. Omega, we still don't know. We have rumors that BJ Whitmer is going to be like a trainer or an agent for them.
He left ROH like last week.
Yes. Where his wife still works at Ring of Honor. Well, she just won the Women of Honor title, so that's going to be interesting to watch.
Right. Yeah.
We've got a bunch of names already just connected to this.
We have a bunch of names. We have we read Fightful, and if you guys don't follow Fightful, Fightful is a great place to do.
Yes.
So they've picked up some of our interviews before, so big shout out to Sean Rouse Sapp and everybody over there. But Fightful released an article that we read. It was like an hour before we went live that said Barry Bloom is apparently connected to this as well, and he is a mega agent with names like Goldberg, and apparently they are interested in bringing in names like Goldberg.
And also probably the biggest name still in wrestling.
It's Chris Jericho, CM Punk, someone else. I think they're going to get Punk.
I don't see why you couldn't.
I think they will, because this is like, this is the perfect opportunity for CM Punk to come back to wrestling. He can go back to wrestling. He can help his boys, and he can put a middle finger up to WWE.
Yeah.
This is exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
And he'll get that money. Yes. I think they're going to get Punk. I see Deej Kirkby says that he thinks Omega stays in New Japan and one shots for AEW. That's kind of what I feel too. I think that Omega stays in New Japan. I think that he likes the idea of being the Western expansion.
Yeah.
We've seen some crazy stuff happening though. Like,
let's talk about their TV deals. The rumored
TV deals. That's another thing we got from Fightful, right?
Yeah.
It's Time Warner, which is the parent affiliation to TNT and TBS, which are
where WCW used to be.
I love that.
I like it too.
I want TNT.
Yeah, TNT. Yeah, I want TNT too.
And you know what I was talking about with, I think it was Thomas Fenton from Wrestling News World. I was talking to him in DMs the other day. We were talking back and forth. My favorite thing about them maybe going to TNT is that TNT back in the day didn't have the NBA. They were on NBC.
Yeah.
The NBA is now on TNT.
Yep.
So sports fans already watch that channel.
Yes.
And basketball fans are weird dudes. And basketball players love wrestling.
Yeah, they do.
So why would there not be a crossover, right?
Yeah.
So which network would you prefer?
I'd prefer TNT. But my gut feeling is they either just do a streaming service. I mean, that to me, it makes the most, almost too much sense to just do a streaming service just because you can reach any household with the streaming service.
But there's not the money in that.
There's not the money in that. The second thing is, or the second place is, I just think WGN. They help put out the pre-show for All In. They were actually there helping out at the beginning of this venture. That's where I can see them going.
I want to hear your take on what we just got in the chat here from Online Streamer. He says AEW being on TNT or TBS would be like the ghost of WCW in WWE's eyes.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. I don't think – here's the thing for me with AEW. It has to be different. It has to be something – close enough, but it has to be something extremely different than what WWE does. You can't be a WWE light or just like an edgier version of WWE, because then you're just Impact.
Right.
You have to be something that's just going to be – it's just got to be something like that we've never seen. And that's been what Cody and the Bucks have said this whole time, is we want to give the wrestling fans what they want.
Yeah, Cody released that great statement that
said, yes, he did.
Fans first.
Yes.
So
– and so you've got to – It just has to be different, where you don't even think of TNT and WCW. You don't think TBS and WCW. You just like, it's AEW, it's wrestling, and this is it at its perfect.
Well, and I think that they can create something. JPQ says, watch it be on YouTube Red.
It better be on YouTube TV.
I don't think that they will stream. I think that they will end up being... Okay. Yeah, I think that they'll end up getting a TV deal. I think it's going to be awesome. Let's talk about – I hear time is running out here.
Yes.
So let's talk about this. We are starting something new. Might as well talk about it now.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, guys, what we're going to be doing You want to talk about the Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what Anthony and I are going to do now, we're expanding our Patreon service. So with Karis, Anthony, myself, we're going to start putting out more exclusive content.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be doing reviews of just movies that wrestlers have been in. We're right. going to be doing in-depth, what's the word I'm looking for? Like
analysis of different things.
Of wrestlers and mm-hmm. such. And something else that we're going to do, especially for like a topic like this, that we don't have enough time, even with 10 minutes, we still don't get enough time on some of these topics. So Anthony and I are going to continue this conversation mm-hmm. on Patreon only. So make sure you go to patreon.com/smarttodeath, sign up with us,
mm-hmm.
and you can get great exclusive content now.
So we're recording a bunch of them.
Yes.
I think the first one I'd like to release is, I think we need to book, let's just build AEW. And I think yeah. that's what our first one will be this weekend is the yeah. exclusive. So yeah, I'm excited about that. It's going to be fun. We're going to get a little more content. I have a little more time finally.
Yeah.
As I don't have class on Mondays, thank God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. So if you guys do not already subscribe, JPQ's in the chat. He subscribes. But, yeah, go over to patreon.com/smarttodeath. Not only do you get exclusive episodes, you get unedited episodes. You get interviews first. And then you also get fucking awesome things like T-shirts, merch. We'll probably look at redoing our Patreon again at some point for yeah. different reward, like hats. We have hats now.
Yeah.
So
like this one.
Yeah, we need to make the hat a Patreon tier of some sort. We'll have to talk about that one day.
Yeah.
So. Maybe. Cool.
All right, guys.
AEW is going to be fucking awesome.
It's looking good. It's looking fun. Yeah. 2019. It's going to be a fantastic year.
And one last bit of notes before we go on to the commercial break. I think that depending on when this is, Kyle and I will probably need a little financial assistance to get there. So we'll probably do like some kind of Kickstarter or something like that to help us pay for lodging and travel. If it's in Dallas, obviously not. Oh shit, we got breaking news. Britt Baker signed with AEW.
Wow. Wow. Did not see that coming.
Love that.
That's a big one.
Where'd you? Oh, wow. Crazy. Cool. Fuck yeah.
I'm gonna have to dig a little bit deeper on that one. But if that's true,
that's a good get.
That's a good get.
That's a really good get. She can carry a division.
Yeah.
Wow.
AEW's taking shape.
We're
going to talk more about it on our Patreon account. All right. Well, guys, 2019 is already shaping up to be.
Yeah, it's crazy. Apparently, insane. It's blowing up on Twitter right now.
It's going to be freaking insane, guys. So what we got for you is one final round, and we're going to give you our predictions, not only for Impact Homecoming, but New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom 13. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, wrestling fans. Do you ever watch wrestling and start to fancy book your favorite wrestlers in great rivalries and matches? Do you enjoy the storylines of wrestling, the promos, the shock heel turns, or debuting superstars? Or maybe you like the idea of a wrestling competition? Then why not check out Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast, the home of fantasy booking? You can check out part 1 to 3 of Andrade Cien Almas, or maybe even check out the Fantasy Booking League, where 10 wrestling fans fantasy book against each other with different scenarios to become the Omega Luke Wrestling League champion. And who is the judge of all these matches? Well, it's the Alpha of the Omegas, the King of Fantasy Booking, the Apex Podcaster himself. It's your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast. It's Omega Luke. And you can find Omega Luke on iTunes and Spotify and all the other podcast applications. So why not check out Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast? And if you fancy your chances, maybe you can challenge a champ to a shot at the Omega Luke title.
Sorry to interrupt, fellas, but I am Jack Dillinger from the Five Moves of Doom podcast, and this is a rallying call where you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Android's podcasting app, YouTube, anywhere you fancy. We will be there. We are the pro wrestling podcast made by the fans, for the fans, and things get crazy every Wednesday and Sunday nights. Now back to the guards with the most metal intro for a podcast I've ever heard in my entire life. It's Smarked to Death, motherfuckers.
We made it! We made it!
God, your fucking scream cracked. It cracked. Your scream
went... sound barrier.
Your scream went through puberty and you clipped the audio. You fuck.
How's it look on there, Karis? It looks good. It looks great.
She does not agree.
You ready to get into some predictions?
I am.
Oh, my God. We got a busy weekend ahead of us.
Fuck yeah.
Friday morning, 2 a.m., we have New Japan Pro Wrestling. And then on Sunday, we have Impact Wrestling Homecoming. Let's start with Impact. We have the Falls Count Anywhere, Eddie Edwards versus Moose.
I'm going to go with Eddie Edwards.
I'm going Edwards as well.
Yeah. I just am. I just think in a false count anywhere that the face usually wins.
Yeah, the whole storyline between these two is Moose had Eddie's, like, Eddie's just been going crazy.
Right.
Where Eddie's wife had just put him into, like, a mental institution. What is it? I thought that was Holly snoring.
I was so confused at what was just happening then.
But, Eddie Edwards.
Edwards was in, wife was in a mental institution?
She put him into a mental institution where he had Raven help break out. Raven helped him break out of the mental institution. Mm-hmm. And now we have a false count anywhere. I'm going Eddie Edwards. We had the Monsters Ball match. Eli Drake versus the Monster Abyss. Surely
they're not going to let Abyss go over Eli Drake, right?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm going to go with Eli Drake.
I'm going Abyss.
All right.
This is why I'm going to go Abyss. Mm. Because he's a Hall of Famer now.
Right.
And they're going back to Nashville.
Okay.
So that's why I'm taking
but
Abyss.
But he just won at Bound for Glory.
Did he win?
Yeah.
Wait. Or did he just show up and just
won. He did show up and just put him through a table.
Yeah, that's because he beat Ellsworth.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Could have been
you're
so
totally
much,
right. It's going to be a so miss. I already said Eli Drake.
Yep. You got to live with that one. Let's talk about maybe a match of the weekend. Mm-hmm. We have the Impact World Tag Team Championship on the line. LAX defending their title against the Lucha Bros with Pentagon Jr. and Rey Fénix.
This was tough. This match is going to be
It's not going to be
the match of the weekend.
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be really good. It'll be the best tag match of the weekend.
Okay.
I mean, it'll be better than the New Japan tag match, probably.
Okay. Oh,
damn, this is a good weekend for wrestling. Let's go LAX retains.
LAX. I'm going to go Pentagon and Fénix.
You're going Lucha Bros.
I'm going Lucha Bros.
I like it.
I'm going to see if they just put the titles on them to see if they'll stick around.
Well, there you go.
Let's move on to the vacant X Division match. The title's on the line, and it's going to be an Ultimate X match. We have Dave Chris versus All Ego, Ethan Page versus Rich Swann versus Trey Miguel.
Ethan Page?
I actually have Ethan Page as well.
Yeah.
I find it to just be different.
I really like Ethan Page.
I love Ethan Page.
I actually haven't watched a lot of Ethan Page, but I saw him at LA Confidential.
Yeah.
And that boy can fucking go. He is so good.
He's so good at talking, dude. He is. He's like one of my favorite. Like when he was in Evolve, one of the best.
Oh, he's so good.
One of the best.
Yeah, I've got Ethan Page.
Ethan Page for the win. Let's move over to the Knockouts Championship match. We have Tessa Blanchard defending her title against Loera Loca Taya Valkyrie.
I'm going to go with Tessa retaining because I think that Taya and Mr. Taya are on their way out.
Mr. Taya?
I do.
I have Tessa winning as well, but I think it's just because we have to get this match between Tessa defending her title against Jordynne Grace.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, God, what a good match that'll be.
Right? Right? We got
to
get it.
I'd love to see what WWE thinks they can do when that match happens.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of great talent in WWE.
They're both super strong. Like, oh, my God. That match
Jordynne Grace is so good, too.
All right. And then we move on to the main event. This is a pretty short card.
It's a short card.
And so that means each match is going to get some good time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a fun night. For the Impact World Heavyweight Championship, Johnny Impact defends his title against The Machine, Brian Cage, who dropped the X Division title using option C to get this match.
This is really tough for me, right? Because Brian Cage's contract is up soon, from what I understand. Doesn't mean he won't resign.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to resign. But I can also see John Morris. I don't know when John Morrison's contract is up, though. I'm going to go with Morrison retaining.
I have Morrison retaining as well. I don't see Brian Cage leaving Impact, but I do have Morrison retaining. And then I also have Austin Aries making his return to Impact.
Oh, to challenge back for the title?
To challenge him back, or at least attack him.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, because Aries hasn't done anything.
This is what I'm... He has not. Impact, they're going to have to follow up what New Japan's going to put out on Friday.
They got to do something crazy.
And with the announcement of AEW, they're going, and they've gotten nothing but bad publicity because mm-hmm. of their channel switch. They're going to have to do something to get some positive momentum.
Right. It's starting into 2019.
Yes.
Because they started off really well with Redemption yes. last year. So they got to match that shit, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I
had
I
a great 2018. And mm-hmm. then they got the news for the channel switch. And yep. like you pretty much just lost everything that you had yep. built.
Yeah.
So you got to do something nuts to bring it back.
I agree.
All right. But of course, before Impact Homecoming on Sunday, we have New Japan Pro Wrestling Wrestle Kingdom 13 this Friday. Go to our Twitter account.
Go to retweet, the pinned tweet. Retweet.
Like.
Yeah.
Like, do all that shit. You can win a chance to get Wrestle Kingdom.
It's like, follow us. Follow Fight TV. Retweet. You don't have to sub to New Japan. You can get a free viewing of New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom 13. And this show is going to be fucking awesome.
Oh my God. This show is going to be absolutely insane. I want to still talk about the pre-show match
mm-hmm.
because there's a shit ton of names in this match. You're going to have to help me with some of these.
Yeah,
this
is, I got you. I'll run down the card. These are you. This is what we do with the New Japan. So this card is going to be awesome. It looks really great. This is starting at 1 a.m. our time.
1 a.m.? Oh, the pre-show?
The pre-show. And okay. There's just one match on the pre-show. And there it is, a gauntlet match for the number one contender for the never open weight six-man tag titles.
Yes.
We have in this gauntlet match Maccabi, Toriano, and Taguchi versus Nagata, Jeff Cobb, David Finley, Goto, Beretta, and Chucky T. We also have Minoru Suzuki and Killer Elite Squad, Hangman Suzuki Page, guy. Marty Scurll, and Takahashi. Those are all the teams we can pick with.
Yeah.
And that's Yujiro Takahashi, not Takahashi with a broken neck.
Yeah.
Yujiro, sorry. Yeah.
I'm going Suzuki Gun.
I'm going Suzuki Gun also.
Yeah. I feel good about that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like everybody else has something else going on. Like Jeff Cobb, he's got his ROH stuff.
Right.
You have Hangman on his way out.
Yeah.
Give us a Killer Elite Squad.
Yep. I think we're going to go with Suzuki Gun too. I agree with you.
Let's talk about... This is going to be my favorite opening match mm-hmm. ever for a New Japan show because it's not a six-man tag.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually starting out with a barn burner.
Yeah, that's right. We have, for the Never Open Weight Championship, Kota Ibushi is going to defend his championship against Will Ospreay. Holy motherfucker, this match is going to be good.
Oh, my God. This is the first match of the actual show.
Match. It's the first match.
This is how you start a show. This is how you start a show.
And I have Ospreay winning.
You have Ospreay winning.
I have Ospreay winning because of my
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got Ospreay winning. I've got Ibushi losing the title, so he's free for something else.
I have Ibushi retaining.
Okay.
I have Ibushi retaining. He might lose it the next night.
Oh, New Year's Day. God, this weekend's gonna be so bananas. Because New Year's Dash is at 2 a.m. the next day, too.
Are you staying up for that?
No, I'll watch that in the morning. I'll watch that before I come over here. The next match we have... Oh, my God, this card is ridiculous. We have the Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championships. We are going to have Desperado and Kanemaru defending their titles against Sho and Yo and Takagi and Bushi. That's L.I.J.,
Desperado.
Is that why you're giggling in the background?
Yeah, I was just thinking of Seinfeld. This song.
I'm gonna go with L.I.J. winning.
You got L.I.J.?
Yeah, with Shingo and Bushi. Yeah, I'm gonna go with L.I.J.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
I'll stick with you on that one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stick with you.
I'm gonna go with that. Moving on, we have the Rev Pro. Jesus. The Rev Pro Wrestling Undisputed British Heavyweight Championship match. This is Tomohiro Ishii, one of my new favorite wrestlers.
Yes.
I love this man. And he's going to defend that title against Zack Sabre Jr.
Woo! I got Zack Sabre Jr.
I have Zack Sabre Jr. also.
He's just carrying that momentum right now, dude. He had a great 2018, and I think he's going to carry it on to 2019.
I don't feel good about it, but I do have Zack Sabre Jr. winning this.
You don't feel good?
Not really.
Yeah, tummy ache.
Shut up. The next match we have is another triple threat for the tag team championships, which is a little issue for me, but that there's two triple threats for the tags, but it's a little lazy, but it is.
Well,
what
hold on. Why is it a? Oh, wait.
Yes, the tag team heavyweight championship is Evil and Sonata versus the Gorillas of Destiny versus the Young Bucks.
This match is going to be fun.
Yeah, it ain't the Young Bucks winning.
No. I have a GOD retaining.
I'm going to go with Evil and Sonata.
You have them taking their belts back.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about LIJ.
So you have LIJ holding all the tech belts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People are going crazy in here talking about who is the mole for Chaos, which is... God damn. They're arguing in here about who's a mole, Trent or a show.
I've got a, yeah, but I got GOD.
I'm going to go with LIJ again. The next match we have is Cody finally defending his U.S. championship against Juice Robinson.
Finally defending his
title. Juice Robinson.
Juice.
Yeah. Obviously, these guys aren't winning matches, right?
Yeah, you would think not.
You would think not. Going on, this match is going to be real good too, and Kushida is rumored to be moving on to WWE.
That is a rumor.
Kushida is defending his title and losing it to the Bone Soldier.
Oh, yeah, give it Ishimori. To the Bone Soldier. Yeah, give it to the Ishimori. That dude is freaking good.
Yeah, I'm going with Ishimori there too. And then we have this is going to be a fucking good match. This could be a big time coming out
party.
This is
a toss-up. This is a toss-up.
Okada versus Jay White. This is actually making me change my mind about the tag teams. Can I change my tag team pick?
Who you got?
I'm gonna change my tag team heavyweight to GOD.
Okay. I've got Jay White.
I've got Jay White. Bullet Club stands tall.
This is what I will say though. Okada breaks out of his funk.
And has a good match.
He becomes a rainmaker in this match, but it's too late. Jay White still picks up the victory.
Yeah, the mole is gonna reveal himself and help Jay White win. And whoever it is. I think it's Trent.
You think Trent?
I think it's Beretta.
Not Chucky T?
Mm-mm. No, it's too obvious that it's Chucky T now. After he went a little heel during the World Tag League. Shit's wild, man. It's wild, family.
Oh, my God.
Now we have Chris Jericho finally defending his IC title against Tetsuya Naito. Naito. It doesn't feel good to not pick Jericho because I feel like he's still going to win.
Right.
But Naito has to win. He has to win.
It's Naito.
He has to win.
It's Naito. I will say this, though. If Jericho does lose, he's showing up in the Rumble.
I don't think so. I think he's done with WWE. I think once they said no to letting NXT work with his crews, he got fucking salty. I think he got pissed about that.
But then he still showed up at WWE.
Yeah, okay. I probably paid him a whole shit ton of money to show up one time and do nothing, and he said he didn't like it. He's trashed that appearance.
Well, yeah, but he's going to be in a match on this one.
I don't think he's going to be in the Rumble.
I'm telling you.
We have...
Mark that.
As our main event, Kenny Omega is defending his championship, the IWGP heavyweight champion, Kenny Omega, versus Hiroshi Tanahashi.
This one's tough for me, actually.
It's not for me.
I'm going Omega.
I'm going to go with Omega retaining, and he's going to face Ibushi in Madison Square Garden for the title.
I really want to go with Tanahashi, but my gut's just it's Omega.
I get why they went with Tanahashi in this, right? Like, it makes sense that Ghetto would book Tanahashi to challenge, because then you can put this belt. If Kenny Omega is not going to stay, you put that belt on Tanahashi, and then you have Tanahashi put over a new talent like a Jay White. Like, it's got to be another...
young guy.
It's got to be another Gaijin. So, absolutely, that makes sense. So
here's my thing for you, though. You know, this whole storyline with Tanahashi and Omega. Omega's been saying, you're too old, basically.
Right.
Will this be Tanahashi's last match?
No. No, he just resigned. He has resigned a two-year deal. We didn't even talk about that.
Oh, shit.
He resigned a two-year deal. You can change it still.
I got poop.
Oh, God.
You know what? Just to be different, I'll go Tanahashi. To be different.
It's going to be a crazy
this weekend's gonna be nuts
because we have New Year's Dash after that too.
We have Wrestle Kingdom 13, mm-hmm. New Year's Dash. We gotta record all of our Patreon exclusives.
Texans are playing.
Cowboys are playing.
Speaking of which, Champ, congratulations!
Thanks, Champ.
We won our fantasy football leagues, two different ones.
That's what we do.
It's we're just winners here at Smart to Death.
That's right.
But you know what, Kyle?
What's up?
I had a blue Christmas without you.
Well, hopefully you had something to perk you up.
I didn't, but I could have had a blue Christmas if I had used Blue Chew. So let's take a moment to talk about sex.
Let's do it.
Like really good sex.
I love really good sex.
You can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue.
Like Blue Chew, my eyes.
That's right. BlueChew.com brings the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work.
Yeah.
You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, even after the salad you ate before we recorded.
That was a delicious wedge salad.
The Chick-fil-A sandwich and nuggets I ate yesterday and waffle fries.
I had a five-course meal, and so I had a five-course meal at Outback. If I still pop that Blue Chew, I'd be good to go.
Yeah, anytime.
Anytime.
Anytime. They work up to twice as fast as pills, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
Hey-o.
Blue Chew is prescribed online. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to you in your door in a discreet package. So no more in-person doctor visits. No more waiting in the pharmacy. And best of all, no more awkwardness.
Yeah, I don't have to wear that trench coat to the pharmacy anymore.
That's true. Yeah, that's good. You shouldn't wear trench coats anymore. They're made in the USA. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we have a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment for free, except for shipping. You just have to pay $5 for shipping, but use our promo code SMARK, that's S-M-A-R-K, at BlueChew.com. Try it for free.
So you spell it right there.
For free. Thank you to Blue Chew. It's the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them so much for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, we do.
And I lost my voice during that ad, and it was kind of worth it. That was a lot of fun here. Mags wanted me to eyeball you while I was reading the script, but it's been 2 weeks since I read it, and I kind of forgot. Our questions of the week are brought to you by Blue Chew.
Yes, they are.
So if you guys want to ask questions, hit us up on Twitter. Use hashtag SmartToDeath. That's how I'm going to start doing it. So if you use hashtag SmartToDeath, I will look it up. I will answer your questions. Let's start.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, read the questions. I'm losing it.
All right. This question comes from at Justin Miles X. What is your favorite signature move ever?
Oh, you read, so I have to start now.
Yeah. I'll go first.
Yeah, go for it.
It's the super kick. Sweet Chin Music.
Yeah?
Yeah, you could hit it from anywhere. It looks good. It was perfect. That's the best signature move I've ever seen.
Yeah. Because
I love the spontaneity. There it is. I love that. I love it for a super kick. Anytime.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the knockout. But I'm just kidding.
I hate that goddamn move.
Dude, this is actually really tough for me. Let me go with the 5-star frog splash.
Okay.
I actually really loved when Van Damme would hit that.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the one-winged angel.
No, I do love the one-winged angel, but it's not my favorite. It's close, though.
It was a good one, though. What match are you most looking forward to at New Japan?
Wrestle Kingdom.
Yes.
That's from at EPW Show. We will switch because you suck.
Yes, I do. I've got a...
It's a Bushi Osprey. Yeah. Yeah,
100%.
I don't know that I'm going to look as forward to a match as than that one ever.
That match is just going to be absolutely nuts.
Deej Kirkby's favorite finisher is the Codebreaker.
Oh, yeah.
Who will be the most shocking name to join AEW? That's from at 4 Fat Guys Show. It's kind of Britt Baker already for me.
That's the most shocking?
I mean, already. That's pretty wild. I thought she'd go to NXT.
I'm going to say... That one's kind of tough. I'm going to go with...
It's going to be a WWE defect.
That's what it's going to be, but I will say CM Punk still. I think even if CM Punk still joins AEW, that's still kind of shocking just because he has said multiple times...
That he doesn't want to wrestle.
That he doesn't want to wrestle. So if he does join AEW as a wrestler, yeah, 100%. That's... You can't compete.
I'm going to say, and I know this is weird. Oh, shit. Mags has a good one. Sammy Callahan, he says.
Oh, okay.
It's a really good one. I'm going to agree with you on CM Punk, actually. Just because, like, I don't really care to CM Punk. I know I'm not a big fan of CM Punk at all, but it is shocking because he's been like sworn off of wrestling for so long now. Mm-hmm. Moving on, how long before Jason David Frank, aka the original Green Power Ranger, signs with a promotion?
I say he never does.
A major promotion.
I say he never does.
I don't think he ever does either. I think he'll be like David Arquette. He'll probably get cut up by Nick Gage.
Oh, God.
Should Ronda Rousey drop the baddest woman on the planet tagline since Amanda Nunes knocked out Chris Cyborg? No, but she looks like way less credible now.
Yeah, but she's also in wrestling, so she already lost the credibility with a lot of people. So,
And our final question from @metal_2006 is, who is one deceased celebrity you would like to have an interview with? Macho Man.
Ooh, I'm going to go with... I'm assuming we're just talking about like wrestling celebrities.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going with.
I would go with Eddie Guerrero.
Overall celebrities, Robin Williams.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I love Robin Williams.
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, what we got?
Moving on to the next.
Well, that wasn't part of the question.
Yeah, just no. Go ahead.
I don't. Damn
did
it!
Did you shit yourself there?
Move on. Just move on.
Moving on. Should legends that are in the Hall of Fame wrestle for titles? No. Fuck that. Does WWE have the potential to actually win an Emmy?
Yes. They can win, according to Anthony and 34% of some of our listeners. WWE is just a variety show, so they have potential to win a variety award.
I think that their programming selection should be considered something that could win an Emmy, but I think their product is trash and would never win one.
What about the Edge and Christian
show? Fucking love the Edge and Christian show. It's so good. And the last question from Zachary Shiloh. What are your hopes for pro wrestling in 2019?
I just hope that it's going to be like the best year.
I want Vince McMahon to sweat. Like, be scared of this new promotion and change shit so every promotion we watch is fun.
I had a good time watching SmackDown and Raw this week, actually.
Sure you did now. Sure. But there was a lot of 2018
They've already started making the changes.
I don't believe it unless it lasts longer than a month. Because they did the new era thing, like, in 2016, and that shit was cool. Finn won the title, and then it's like, oh.
Well, he got hurt.
Well, yeah.
So you got to.
But then they went with like Goldberg, and they were going to go Goldberg.
Well, you blame
anyway.
Finn Balor for being so fragile.
What are your plans to take the podcast to the next level in 2019 from Darren Kirkby?
What we've done already for 2019.
I got stoppage, man. Jeez. I got stoppage.
He's over going. God damn it.
My nose is clogged, man.
Well, what we're trying to do for 2019 is obviously we're going to try to boost up our Patreon. So we're adding more exclusive content.
Exclusive content.
Exclusive content to our Patreon account. If you have been a patron for 2018 already, your money's not being wasted. We finally upgraded
Our mixer.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a new mixer coming in. Mm-hmm. We have new mics, so you'll finally get to hear more of Karis. You'll have, if we have actual guests coming into the studio with us, they can be here. We have new lights.
Yeah.
For you that actually watch the podcast live, starting next week, you're definitely going to see a huge difference with the show because we're adding more production value there.
Yeah, and Darren Kirkby wants there to be more shitting in your pants on stream. So I'm actually about to start dieting and working out. So, and you guys eat keto mostly. So that is obtainable.
It's going to happen. It's attainable, 2019.
Rather. And there's some other things too. Like we have some goals that we're going to set out to for getting more Twitter followers. My goal for myself with the social media is to get back to as active as I was. Once it's hard with the followers we have now. But I also want for us to cross promote with other podcasts a little more. When I did my podcast tour of 2018, it was a lot of fun. It is fun to collab with some guys. So we're doing stuff with the Irish Whip podcast. So we're doing takeover previews with them unless something changes. I'm doing actually Royal Rumble reviews with Warren. I would imagine we'll probably do something else with Warren Hayes at some point too. So, yeah, you know, try to get us out there and collab with people.
Yeah.
And get some more shows together.
Yeah, we have some pretty big ideas for 20, or we have some pretty lofty goals, is what I should say.
Yeah, it would be really great if, you know, if this ever happened where we could have been sitting on our asses reading AEW news for the last week.
Yeah.
But, you know, if not, I still have a good time.
But, of course, this is all for you, the listeners and the viewers, so... Let us know what you like about the show. Let us know what you don't like about the show. What you want more, what you want less, that type of stuff.
Wrestler movie recommendations.
Yes.
Please send.
We're about to start putting those out on Patreon, guys.
There you go.
Get excited.
Moving on to the next question. What are your top three independent companies from around the world and why from Wrestling Newspaper Podcast?
That is a good question.
Chikara. I like Chikara a lot, actually. Chikara, it's a little goofy, and I'm fun. It's fun.
It is goofy. That is for sure.
And Mike Quackenbush sounds amazing on commentary.
He sounded amazing in our interview.
I know. He's so smart.
Rep Pro is very fun, and I enjoy Progress.
Good. Progress is good. I've been watching a lot of Progress, actually.
Have you?
From at Age of Alistair, he DMs me like random stuff all the time and said, hey, go check out Progress, and it's free on the Roku app.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's on purpose or not, but I bought it and I don't remember buying it. Could be that. I drink.
I'll
a lot.
Get your login.
Yeah. oh shit! JPQ says watch Stardom over and over again. He tells me.
Well, we also have the new women's promotion.
And wow, yeah, WOW Wrestling coming up too. So
that's coming up this month.
Interesting tidbit before we move on to the next question. Wrestle Kingdom 13 has already sold 36,000 tickets as of yesterday, which is more than Wrestle Kingdom 12.
Yep.
Kenny Omega can't draw though. Have you ever popped huge for a Royal Rumble return? That's from at Take the Bump Pod, Take the Bump Podcast.
Yeah, I believe it was the 2002 Royal Rumble where Goldust made his return.
Rey Mysterio for me last year, just because it had been a long time and I had been out of wrestling for a while.
I don't think we expected it either.
Nah, I was very confused. Who are your top five wrestlers, male and female, to look out for in 2019? From Chris Osborne. Last question.
All right, no particular order.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Adam Cole.
Baby.
God damn it.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
Shut it.
Baby.
Matt. See, this is why I'm not going to give you a mic right now. Matt Riddle, of course. Seth Rollins. You don't think so?
No, just keep going.
You don't think so, though?
Just keep going.
I'm going to go with... Yo, Hangman. Hangman's the one that you need to watch out for in AEW. And then I will go with Sami Callihan. Yeah, I'll keep an eye on him too.
Okay, I'll go with my men, and I won't go with people that are already established.
Wait, who? Who? Seth?
Yeah, he's definitely established. He's been
he's established, but I think he's going to have an amazing 2019.
I agree with you on Matt Riddle.
Not Adam Cole?
No, man, he's already pretty established in my eyes. Like, he's already super on the... He's held belts already.
They've all held belts.
Exactly. So I'm going to go with Matt Riddle. He has... Like, he just got into NXT. I think he's going to make a huge splash. It's going to be fantastic. I'm also going to say, on a main event level, watch out for Brian Cage. I think Brian Cage is going to be in...
He held the X Division title.
Okay, well... As Impact is a big four, but not really. I think he'll end up in WWE, NXT, or AEW, and I think he'll make a big splash there. I'm going to go with also Ishii. I think he's going to make a run for that big belt this year.
Intercontinental?
No, for the heavyweight. I think that he'll be a serious contender for that at some point. You do need to watch out for Zack Sabre Jr. as well.
Okay.
And Jay White.
Jay White, yeah, that's a good one. Jay White's a good one. A
lot of New Japan for me.
Surprise. For the women, though, I guess you got to go with Britt Baker at number one now.
Yeah, you definitely have to go with Britt Baker.
Jordynne Grace. Mm-hmm. She's starting to pick up steam already, like big time. Mandy Rose.
Okay.
She's going to be one to watch out for. I think Rosemary makes a good comeback in 2019, so watch out for her. And then for my fifth one, I'm going to go with, I'll go Lacey Evans.
I'm going to go with Lacey Evans is one of mine also. Bianca Belair is another one I'm going to go with.
Yeah. She's got the title match at NXT Phoenix.
Mm-hmm,
or TakeOver Phoenix.
I'm going to say also, due to some things that we won't talk about, but some stuff that's happened to her, watch out for Toni Storm for a different reason. Jordynne Grace and Britt Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, it wouldn't have been Britt Baker an hour ago, but it is now because.
Oh, speaking of Toni Storm, though, she will be going for that NXT UK women's title at NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool.
Yeah, that's going to be a fucking crazy
thing. Which I think that's just like a couple of weeks away, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Damn, this month's wild. We made it.
We did it. We did it.
We have been gone for a couple weeks, but we made it. We stayed around the same time we usually blab.
Hey. Look at us.
I know.
It's like we have like that instinct. Like we know what time it is to get done.
Kirsten's huffing gets, there's less breaks between her huffs. She's not listening to me at all. Damn it. Yeah. Anyway, guys, if you like this podcast and if you enjoy what we do, please follow us into the new year by giving us a 5-star Frog Splash rating or review so we can be
number one in your ears, number one in your hearts. That way we'll be number one in the charts.
Why'd you point at my eyeball?
Because I was climbing the charts.
Ah, I see. You can also support us with hard-earned cash if you like. Patreon.com/smarttodeath. You can be fucking fantastic like Brandon McKinney, Natalie Evans, Papa Suda, Robert Jackson, Shane Richardson, Dan White, 720 Wrestling, Mr. Warren Hayes, Kevin Cito, Two Girls on a Bench, Ben Seidel, David Edge, Callie Parker, Cameron Curry, Richard Sandoval, JPQ, Wilfred Watches, Carl Hayes, and Courtney Summers.
Yeah, we still need a.
It's somewhere.
There it is.
I got them right. I fucking got them without looking. Yes. You can also get merchandise where?
Oh, gosh. People, we have it all over the place. But of course, like prowrestlingtees.com/smarttodeath. Mm-hmm. You can get some sweet shirts. If you go to redbubble.com/shop/smarttodeath.
Yes.
We have a couple stickers over there. We have hats, jackets, mugs.
Yes. Everything. shop.spreadshirt.com/smarttodeath. And there's actually a sale this weekend, January the 3rd through the 7th, 20% off all merchandise at prowrestlingtees.com/smarttodeath.
Oh.
The whole store, but buy some of our shirts.
I really did not know that one.
Yes. It is for Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, that is true.
It was in the shit. If you guys like our podcast and want to join us live for conversations, catch us after most pay-per-view reviews. I think I'm going solo on Wrestle Kingdom unless I find somebody to host with after work on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch that one live or in time.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely twitch.tv/smarttodeath. You can join us every Wednesday at some time. Sometime between 7 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Eastern. We get on eventually.
Yeah. Shout out to our producer, Karis. You will be hearing a lot more of her in the coming days, weeks.
Eventually. We say things and they happen.
Yeah. But for now, you can go to Twitter or Instagram and follow her at TV with Karis. She has gotten the podcast started back up again. 2 new episodes ready for your enjoyment. So make sure you go listen to that on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And of course, if you're listening to our podcast, wherever it is you're listening, you can find us everywhere. We're on thechairshot.com. We are on everything.
Spotify,
YouTube, all sorts Apple. Of places. So thank you for listening to our show. Rate us wherever it is. That's the best way to help our show. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us.
Yeah. Thank you again for a great 2018, and 2019 is already shaping up to be a fantastic year.
We have
year.
An interview coming up with the queen of interviews, Kyle.
Yes.
Alicia Atout is how you say her name.
Atout. Atout. Really?
Big shout out to Chris and Ashley from Diva Dirt. Thank you so much for getting me connected with Alicia. So very excited about interviewing
her. Yeah, we got some interviews already lined up coming up.
Starting to get some. So,
it's going to be good.
It's going to be a good year. Get us excited. Out of here.
All right, guys. Make sure you go to patreon.com/smarttodeath. Sign up for our exclusive content that we do have coming out. It's going to be good.
As low as a dollar.
Yep. Guys, it's going to be fantastic. We're gearing up for our 1-year anniversary, so big shit's going to be coming up there. But till then, for Anthony, I'm Kyle.
We'll see you next week.